under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian Teaching and Talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the
Issues. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to your discussion about the issue. We're talking about today an issue that I believe is on the hearts and the minds and the thoughts of every citizen in America. If you're alert, if you're paying attention, if you're interested in what is happening, you know what is taking place. Are we being droned into captivity? Are we being droned into captivity? Ladies and gentlemen, you will recall just how our federal government lied to us about the source of COVID. Our federal government lied to us about the efficacy of the COVID vaccination. Our federal government lied to us about the mask and social distancing. Our federal government lied to us about the need for lockdowns across America. Our federal government continues to lie to us about the security of the southern border, and even now of the northern border. And yet we're being told by all of our federal agencies, all of the thugs with badges, all of the agencies that are supposed to be protecting us, not to worry. These drones mean nothing. They're just a little diversion in the sky. Don't worry about it. Don't be concerned that there's, in fact, let me touch on, just put this little footnote there. I was in my automobile yesterday, and a religious broadcasting network, one religious broadcaster just touched on the drones, and he said, but we're not going to worry about it. As Christians, God tells us not to worry, so we're not going to worry about it, because we know that God is sovereign, God's on the throne, and God sees it, God knows it. Nothing is going to take place without his knowledge of it, and so therefore we can just sit back and relax. Don't worry about it at all. Anything wrong with that statement? It's a half-truth. It's a half-truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a half-truth being told when it says God is sovereign. Yes, he is sovereign. He is in control. Nothing takes him by surprise. Everything is absolutely as it is history with him, because it has already taken place as far as he is concerned, as he sees it. But as Christians, as citizens, we need to be concerned about what is happening and what our federal government is and is not doing, what they're saying and what they're not saying. This is the reason we should be interested in these drones by the hundreds. It's not just the Northeast. These drones have appeared in the UK. These drones have appeared in the western portion of our nation, the midsection of our nation, and now swarming over the Northeast. We've been lied to. We were lied to about the Chinese communist spy balloons that floated across America after they'd gathered all of the information. And after all of our thugs with badges told us that they were not dangerous, don't worry about it, we discovered after one was finally shot down that they did in fact collect data. They did in fact collect information. They did in fact transmit that information directly to China. So should we be worried? Are we being droned into captivity? We're going to talk about that today. But may I remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Notwithstanding the fact that in the dystopian novel by George Orwell entitled 1984, George Orwell made this statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we see that to be true today. And I believe we're witnessing a total deception across America by all of our thugs with badges, all of those organizations that are supposed to be protecting us, the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, all of the intelligence agencies, including Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. And even the president is silent when asked questions about these drones. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place. It is truth that is at stake today. And I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We need to love the truth, tell it, live it, learn it, and defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Trump cancels his trip to New Jersey over the drones. Something very strange is going on, he said. Another headline, U.S. Air Force Base shuts down over the drone activity as the aerospace CEO unveils chilling theory on the wave of mysterious drones. What are your thoughts? Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. John Blood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Have you read any articles on, it's called the Helion wing, like the old World War II planes used to have, where the wings would fold back and onto themselves? And go along the side of the plane. It's called a Helion wing. There's a company that's designed and built a wing like that with four engines on it. And the purpose of it is it lands on the tail pod of the engines and it can take off vertically. And then as it gains forward momentum, that wing sweeps forward and then it looks like it has four engines, two on the left, two on the right. And then transitions into what they call a wing-powered flight. These particular drones were developed by a company. I was reading this on an engineering site. And one of the specific things that this company has designed this drone for is to carry payloads between shore and offshore to ships for naval purposes. They also have a variant of this same drone that actually has the ability to look for radioactive materials. And I don't know if you've read this or not, but they might be associated. There was a container that came up missing by the Department of Nuclear Energy that had radioactive waste on it, and they cannot find, I think they found the trailer or the container, but did not find the radioactive waste.
Yeah, supposedly they found the container. It had been broken open and it was empty. And that's one of the narratives that's now at this late date. See, Jim, one of my questions is, this has been going on now for, in that part of the world, for about a month and a half. Why is it they're just now saying that it may be nuclear waste material they're and supposedly these drones are sniffing to find the location of that waste material? Why is it, in your opinion, that the president will not respond to questions? Even Chuck Schumer's all got his hair on fire and in a knot about they're not telling us anything. There's not a mayor, not a governor, not a political elected official, no police officers, no police chiefs, no police leaders have been told. The whole thing is a quandary, and everybody's in a spin as to what is happening. What's the purpose of that?
Well, let me bring up one more point here that's of interest. The Department of Nuclear Waste Management, do you remember who used to run that?
Atomic Energy Commission?
Yeah. Well, no, the Department of Nuclear Waste Management, in other words, spent fuel rod, stuff like that.
Yes.
It was Sam Brinson, the guy that had the dress and the lipstick that got caught at the airport stealing passengers' luggage.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of funny?
He was a genius.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of funny that this is all going on now? He's a disgrace. I mean, if you're willing to go to an airport and steal a complete stranger's luggage because you like the brand name Gucci or whatever it was, what else are you willing to do? I'm just making conjecture is all I'm doing now, but it's still convenient.
By the way, let's just do the footnote on that. He met the qualifications of the DEI. That's the only reason he was hired. Just like
Correct.
The one that's the head of the, how would you say, the medical affairs of America, is a man dressed in a woman's outfit, long hair and lipstick, and supposedly that meets the requirement of the Biden administration for DEI. But I am fascinated and yet gravely concerned when I see what is taking place, Jim, because here's an article that says, unidentified drone swarms over U.S. military base, sparks alarm. Mysterious drones have been spotted flying over the U.S. military bases with sensitive military information, leaving defense officials and local authorities stumped as to who is behind the unknown, uncared for, uncontrolled aerial vehicle zipping across the sky around our major U.S. air bases. U.S. military reported drones appearing in all restricted areas of airspace overlaying the Air Force Base in Virginia shortly after sunset during a period of more than 2 weeks, according to the Wall Street Journal. The drones appeared in December last year, according to the report, pulling officials across the Pentagon and FBI and Defense Department, specializing officers for investigating unidentified aerial phenomena. Unless the drones are an immediate threat, by law, they cannot be shot down, even by military officials. Explain that to me from your perspective. Mayorkas is saying they're not harmful, and that's what he's saying, if the president is not speaking, all the military is all upset and concerned about the condition of it, why in the world is it that they say that it's not harmful? These drones are not going to hurt us. They're not aliens that's here to take over America. How can they definitively say that if then, on the other hand, the other side of their mouth, with their lying lips, they say, it's not harmful, don't worry about it. They keep swarming over all of our nation. They've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So, Jim, from your perspective, how do we explain that?
I will turn them over to a reprobate mind. I'm sorry, Doctor. I just do not have I don't have enough wisdom for that one. I look at all of these things and I'm just dumbfounded. But I can't make a joke about it because I know some people that live outside of Ocala and Palatka. If these things flew over their house, well, they'd bring them down.
Well, you know, President Trump said, if they're not here to harm us and they continue, nobody knows what they are, shoot them down. is his statement. I don't know if he had a I don't know if he had a qualifier on that or not, but Mayorkas and others are saying, "Oh, you can't shoot them down because we don't have the authority to do so." Even head of DHS Mayorkas says that you know, even the military doesn't have the authority to shoot them down unless they get authorization to do so. Well, who gives the authorization? I would too. If the Department of Defense doesn't know what it is, if the Pentagon doesn't know what it is or who they are, and how are we? My quandary, Jim, is how do we, the people, expect to be protected by those that we elect to lead us if they are dumb as a rock, do not know what is being done, or they're just plain simply, they've got, gone into collusion, and all together, every department, every agency, now decided in a colluded effort that they're just going to lie to us and say, we don't know. Is that sufficient, your opinion?
No, and I'd like to bring up a scenario here that has application. There are places in the United States that lethal force is in effect. Obviously, you can't jump the fence at the White House and think you're going to knock on the door. Same goes with some military installations. Same goes with naval vessels at sea. In particular, you look at a carrier group, they're not going to let a drone come within 100 miles of a carrier. You know, they have specialized weapons that are capable of dealing with a lot of threats, and if you enter that threat envelope, it will necessitate, you know, deadly force. So when I hear him saying things like that, this guy's just, he's doublespeak. Flat out doublespeak, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. It's what I would call country boy me. He's an out-and-out liar.
Yes, sir.
some would call it prevaricating. If you want to make it put lipstick on it, it's prevaricating. But he's out and out lying.
Sam Brinson wore lipstick too. Is he prevaricating as well?
That's right.
You think he's involved in all of this?
It could very well be.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr.
Jim, there's an area that I'll touch on for our edification and for our listeners, and then we'll go to our next caller. In the ninth chapter of the book of the Revelation, beginning with about verse 6 through about verse 12, and this event in Revelation 9 is, of course, in the very midst of the days of the tribulation. And so I won't be there to face it. But according to the description it's given in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6 and following, it could be very well the picture of drones and or helicopters. In fact, a number of theologians of yesteryear said it was identifying helicopters. Pardon?
The stinging creatures? Is that?
Yeah, the stinging creatures. Yes, and so it could be drones with missiles. Could be drones with missiles. The helicopters with missiles. Doctor, what was his name? Memorized all of the scripture. All of the Bible was memorized. Doctor,
I can't recall his name.
I can't call.
I don't know. I've seen him before.
His name totally eludes me, but he's the one that I believe was the initial one that described it, said it was describing helicopters, et cetera, et cetera. But I believe it could be a very good picture because you take these drones, they're unmanned. Nobody knows where they're landing.
Don't they?
They look like insects. Nobody knows where they're coming from. In fact, one of our U.S. House of Representatives members says there's an Iranian mothership out in the Atlantic, and they're taking off and landing from there. One of the police departments outside of right there in New Jersey said that his team of police officers followed the drones as they went back to the ocean. They went over the ocean. Where they went, he didn't know. One of our legislators, that is, said that they're going back to the mothership, that is a Iranian ship, and he was then immediately, no, that's not true at all. That was by Mayorkas and others. So if they can condemn and say that there's not an Iranian mothership out there in the ocean, and yet they tell us they do not know what these things are, where they've come from, who mans them, who controls them. Who are we to believe? If that is the case, I simply say that we're in a very precarious position of being taken over as a nation and no one doing anything to stop it, no one knowing what's happening until it's all too late. That's the danger that I see. That's what I think we're faced with today. But, Jim,
yes, sir.
It deserves our prayers, our focus, and understanding as to who we have in office now. We have a Manchurian candidate became a Manchurian president that is asleep the wheel. He and Jill now vacationing while this is taking place. Does not answer, does not know how to answer. He doesn't have a teleprompter, and so he is absolutely silent. So it deserves our prayer for our nation. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for your call.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir. Have a great day. I believe I have Marshall on the line. Marshall, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Well, yes, Pastor. Thank you for taking my call. This is quite a puzzle we have before us, but I like an old fellow named Occam. They said Occam's Razor, and Occam's Razor says, you know, for any situation like we have right now, it's probably the simplest answer that's the best. And, you know, we have a lot going on, and I think the simple answer is this. It's one of two things. 1 John 5:19 says, we are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. And his time is running short, and you and I and others that listen to this program believe that we're definitely in the latter days, and a very significant event is about to take place. We call that the rapture of the church. What better way to explain it when it happens? Hey, we had a bunch of drones out there, you know? It's aliens, and all these people disappeared, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's...
In reality, Marshall, what happens? We all go back to the mothership in the rapture, don't we?
There you go. So this is kind of an obfuscation of a reality. We're going home soon. And the rest of the world is literally going to hell for a seven-year period. It'll be worst thing that's ever been on the face of the earth. But here's the other thing. We were talking earlier about a corrupt government that we have, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have a corrupt principle of government. We have probably one of the best governments that's ever been in the world. The problem with our government is the people, the cockroaches, that have infested it and have turned it into a controlling agent of evil. We have evil people doing very evil things in our government right now. Well, whose fault is that? Uh-oh, it's my fault because we didn't vote the right people in the office, or we allowed the crooks to get in there and manipulate the vote. So ultimately, the problem that we have is our problem, and we need to repent of that and ask God to forgive us and help us. That said, what you said earlier angers me, and obviously angered you too. When a passive pastor says, well, let's God take care of it. God's going to take care of it. God has a plan, but God expects his men to model his character before a witnessing world. And many of the character traits of God include proactive, protective, provisioning, and purposeful behavior. And when we see a challenge, when we see a threat to the people, it is our responsibility as Christian men to stand up and push back. That doesn't mean, you know, violent revolution necessarily, anything like that. But what we did back in the late 18th century to establish this country was necessary and was good. But we need to understand that we've got to stand up and get rid of these evil people that are in the government. Now, those cockroaches that are in the government, starting with cockroach number one, Mr. Biden, have only a little more than 30 days to deal with the Trump problem. And I believe, and, you know, I'm going to get out there kind of in the weeds, so bear with me, and you can go ahead, back in if necessary. But when you look at what is being done, there is an attempt to, I believe, create such fear and worry in the population that we believe something imminent and terrible, something that is very terrible, is imminent. And I believe that these are the initial efforts by our cockroach-infested government to create a circumstance by which martial law will be declared before January the 20th.
Highly possible.
Create all that chaos that they would need to cause that to happen in this country. Well, what's the purpose of that? Well, the purpose of that is Satan is behind things. America has to be destroyed, and this nation will end up in, quite possibly based on the record of history, we'll end up in a civil war and civil discord that could rip this nation apart, result in the collapse of our economy and a bunch of other things. Well, that's pretty draconian. Yeah, it is draconian. And we have people who are evil enough in position in our government, these cockroaches, that can cause that to happen. Donald Trump represents, even if he is immoral in many ways, Donald Trump understands how things work. And he understands the Judeo-Christian ethic is the foundation of this nation. He understands that proactive, benevolent behavior by those in charge make everybody better off in the world, in the government. And Donald Trump is laser-focused on restoring America to that value system that we had 150 years ago before the Jacob Schiffs, great-grandfather of Adam Schiff, and the others came on board with a cultural Marxist to begin to change our country. Great book, if you haven't read it, is Peter Drucker's book, The New Realities, which came out in the late 80s, early 90s. But he said that America, in our evolution of our history, went through a mountain pass in the early 90s by which we will never return. We won't go back to the way America used to be. And shortly thereafter, in 1992, against all odds by those who were odds makers, Bill Clinton was elected president. And, well, actually, Hillary Clinton was elected president, really. And that began the contamination of our country. I had a lot of friends still in the Air Force at the time, and a lot of the things that they implemented gutted our intelligence community and other critical functions that sustain our armed forces and protect our way of life. They began to undermine it. They began to undermine the judicial system and all the other things. We had a break with George Bush. I've revised my view of Bush, and I'll skip those comments, but he didn't do anything good to correct it. And then we had the destroyer-in-chief in Barack Obama. He did the fatal flaw. He did the fatal things, and then we had God put Donald Trump in to show us the sheep and the goats, the polarization of our nation, so that people could really understand, America, you have cockroaches in your government, and your way of life is at threat. And then, of course, we had that great illegal usurpation of the vote in 2020, and I was in D.C. in January the 6th, was not in the Congress, but I watched the whole thing, and all the news people have been lying and lying and lying about what that was. Those of us that went there to thank Donald Trump for what he had done and to acknowledge the fact that we believe that election has been stolen. And there were. I saw them. I have enough training in my military background to understand that there were operatives all around us that were fomenting bad actions. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, Marsh, you and I have talked about that before, and with the IG's report now, they finally admit that they had only three FBI agents, but they had, I think it was 26 FBI stooges that were in there. But yet, almost a year ago now, I've got the documentation where there was proof that they had 206. That is, the FBI had 206 either FBI agents or FBI stooges that were part and parcel of the J6 that was carrying on the harm and the danger, trying to entice the MAGA people with the MAGA hats on to come in and participate. I'm looking forward to Trump's being sworn in, that will then release all of those that have been held illegally as political prisoners in D.C. jails. Marshall, there are several other things I'd like to be able to bend your ear on if you've got time to hang in there after the news and ask you some questions. For example, when did this start? Why are the sightings different? Why is it that these same drones were seen, same type, seen over the UK, over the western portion of America, mid-America, and now on the eastern seaboard? What do you think is happening? Are we being set up to embrace the unknown so that then when this does break, then they can declare, as you said, martial law and control Trump's administration, etc.? Where are we headed with that? If you have time, hang in there, and we'll talk about it after the news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church